KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Falling in love. How to be in love without falling. That's the name of the book of the guest that you're going to meet today on Encounter. Her name is Vanessa Dale Coleman. If you live in St. Louis and lived here for a while, you probably have heard that name. She's a local singer, songwriter, and does she ever have a testimony? I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Vanessa, welcome.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, when I saw your new book, I'm going, oh, this has got to be out here. This is your second book.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people, first of all, to hear a little bit about your life, because permanent change has happened in Vanessa's life. And if you know a person that needs a permanent change, maybe this interview will help you to realize that permanent change can happen. But also, if you have them listen to it, it might help them too. So tell us a little bit about your life.
Well, I grew up in a somewhat impoverished neighborhood, and I was a young lady who used to walk down the alleys of my neighborhood just singing to the top of my lungs, just hoping that somebody would discover me one day. I would sing so loud, and at that time, Michael Jackson was really popular, and I would just imagine myself being a big black limousine or a white limousine driving up, hearing me singing, and just drive me off to fame, right?
Take you into your brand new dream world, yes, right, Vanessa?
Yes, yes. It was a dream. It was a dream, and I just sang to the top of my lungs. And then through the course of life, I got really connected with the wrong people, looking for love in all the wrong places. We didn't have much, and I was I really believe that the Lord had really put on my heart that I would to be prosperous at some point in my life, but it wasn't happening in my childhood. So I went looking for love and looking for prosperity, got into all types of trouble. All types of trouble with all types of men, which is where the book is coming from, Falling in Love, How to Be in Love Without Falling. So I have a lot of experience with that, falling into these different relationships and really almost losing my life several times.
Yeah, when I read those chapter titles, I thought, you know, that's how her past life was and how many lessons you've learned through it. So you fell in and out of love that you thought was love.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened then?
Well, I actually had two children during the course of this. The first man that I quote unquote fell in love with was pretty much a mistake. I was a young girl. He was a teenager. I was a teenager. We hooked up, and what we thought was love turned out to be lust. And we ended up getting into a fornication and sexual relationship. And I had one son by him, who I love dearly. He's my only biological son right now. But his dad and I, we really clashed all the time. It was just a really bad relationship. And I thought that I was in love. I thought that he was in love. But he had other women, and it was just a bunch of confusion all the time. And at one point, we would fight, and then I ended up almost killing him, which ended the relationship. So that ended the relationship, and then another whole part of my life started.
So what chapter can you equate with that? Because maybe some girls are saying, you know, I think I'm in that kind of a relationship. What chapter in your book relates to that?
I would say chapter 2, emotional malnutrition and suicide struggles. Because through the fall of that relationship, I almost took my own life. So I would say chapter 2 would be a great chapter for someone who's dealing with that. You may be in a relationship to where, you know, it's just not working. There's all kind of confusion. You can't get on the same page. You're in sexual immorality and all of that. I would say, and your emotions are just all over the place. I would say that chapter, emotional malnutrition and suicide struggles, because many times that's where we go. When we're emotionally malnutrition, we have emotional malnutrition.
So your son, how old was he after he was born? How long did you stay with that guy? And what happened to your son while you were going through this malnutrition?
Well, my son, he actually, I am so grateful that my son, I had sisters, I had family that was able to take care of him. My mother, my sisters, because through not necessarily this relationship, but through the next relationship, I ended up being addicted to drugs, being addicted to cocaine and marijuana, and had never smoked in my life. And then I ended up being addicted to nicotine, and alcohol came into play. And that was a whole nother segment of a fall.
So was that because you were still looking for love?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And what happened in that fall?
In that fall, we were in and out. I actually became a thief through that relationship. I became a thief, still trying to be prosperous, right? Still trying to be prosperous. I became a thief. We went all over the nation, going to department stores, you know, stealing things, nice things. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue. I liked nice things. And that's what I did. And the drugs, we sold drugs and used drugs. It was that type of lifestyle.
Wow. And your son was living with your sister and your mother.
Yes, he was back and forth with my sisters and my mothers, and they took very, very good care of him. They did.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking with Vanessa Dale Coleman. She's the author of Falling in Love, How to Be in Love Without Falling. She's also a singer-songwriter. We're going to hear one of her songs at the end of this program. But Vanessa, so you went through two harrowing relationships mm-hmm. that could have just taken you under for life.
Yes.
Then what happened?
What happened, I was actually in this second relationship, and I was getting... It just seemed like I was searching. I was still searching for love. I still hadn't really found it. Okay, I'm loving him. He's not loving me. Somebody turning you out on drugs and all that is not really loving you. And I want people to know that.
And what chapter does that go with in your book?
That chapter two, and also, hold on.
That's emotional malnutrition.
Yes, chapter two really kind of deals with all of that. And then even going into chapter five. The types of love, know the difference.
That's an interesting chapter. Maybe you could share a little bit with our listeners
about
that
chapter. Yeah, know the difference, because I'm still looking for love, dealing with this man. And that one went on for years, on and off. That went on for years. But I was really getting tired, and I knew that I needed a change, but I didn't know how to get out. I didn't have a clue how to get out. So finally, just to make a long story short, this is when I actually turned my life over to the Lord. I was in my apartment, and it just seemed like I was screaming from the inside. Something came out of my innermost being. Lord, help me, please. I screamed that. There's in my first book called Turning Point, When You've Got to Have a Real Change. That book kind of goes into a lot of that. But I screamed to the top of my lungs, Lord, help me, please. And I promise you, God began to move in my life. He actually moved me out of that relationship. I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Once I had actually given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he moved me out of that situation and into a life that, I mean, I would never have imagined I could live.
Yeah, it's amazing how God does that, isn't it?
Yes.
And when you cry out to him, I know, I cried out to him too, and he heard me, and he heard me. What is this scripture? He heard me on his holy hill, and
yes,
he came and got me, and
yes,
hey, that's for sure.
That's right.
So Vanessa Dale Coleman is my guest, and this is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. So how did that happen? Well, you prayed, and you cried out to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And how soon did that change start, Vanessa?
Actually, once I actually made that sincere repentance, okay, when I really repented of my sins and I cried out to God with all sincerity, I really realized that he had really been working on me for a long time. There's a scripture that says, no man comes to Jesus unless he be drawn by the Father. And I realized after I had given my life to the Lord and I really was able to get into the Word of God through the church that he sent me to, I was taught the Word of God. Once I got into that, I knew that he had been dealing with me for probably 10 years, if not more. He had been trying. That's how
and
I began.
You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
And you fell into all those things, but God protected you.
Yes, he did. Wow. He did.
That's amazing.
I can think of many incidents where once I got saved, I knew that God had saved me out of that.
So maybe God is talking to you, or maybe he's talking to one of your children or your grandchildren, and he's really got them in the palm of their hands, and they are going through the stuff that Vanessa's talking about. What would you tell that mother or grandmother? Mm. What would you tell them about?
I would tell them, that's funny, not really funny to me, but my mother who passed, she prayed for me consistently. She prayed for me. And the blessing is the place that I actually attend church, which is Transformation Christian Church and World Outreach Center. The place where I'm actually rooted and grounded in that church is the very place that my mother used to go to pray for me. It used to be called St. Anne's. And she used to go and kneel in that place and pray for me on a consistent basis. For years, she prayed for me. I would tell any mother, any grandmother, never give up on your children. Pray for them. Believe God for them. And it's one thing I loved about my mother. My sisters tell me now that she would never let them say anything negative about me.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
How could that happen? Isn't that just unbelievable? How she could not say anything negative about you?
Yes, because she was believing God for me. She was believing. She knew something that they didn't know, and I definitely didn't know.
So mothers and grandmothers, don't talk negative about your kids. Mm-hmm. God's got a plan for them. Hey, we're talking with Vanessa Coleman. We're going to go here to a break in just a minute. Her book, Falling in Love, How to Be in Love Without Falling. And we're going to hear some of her music at the end of our next segment as well. But we want to hear the good part now, Vanessa. So after this break, will you join me?
I will.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Remember, if you miss part of the show or if you want someone else to hear the show, it's on our Bot Radio Network St. Louis Facebook page, and it's going to be on my website, judyredlich.com. And if you want to email me for any information, email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. We'll be right back. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. I'm Judy Redlich. We are back with Vanessa Dale Coleman, local St. Louisan author and songwriter. She just put out a new book, Falling in Love, How to Be in Love Without Falling. And we're talking about that book. And Vanessa fell quite a bit, but God revived her. So now, if you listen to the first part of the show, let's hear the good news of God's redemption and how he got her out of the falling and into the living.
Well, after giving my life to the Lord, he led me to a place, to the church, where I could be taught the word of God. My pastors were very, very intense about teaching us how to search the scriptures, how to connect with God on our own. And I was able to do that and get a connection with God. And then he just began to show me who I was. He began to show me that the relationships and the love that I was actually looking for could not be found in a man. It could only be found in him, because he is love. There was what I was looking for was impossible. It was impossible to find in a man or a sexual relationship or an emotional relationship. It could only be found in him. And he did show me that, which is some of what I've also written in the book. If you're looking for love, if you're actually looking for love and you're searching in all these different places and avenues and relationships, there's only one place to find it.
There's only one place to find it. Songs for Life Ministries is the name of Vanessa Coleman's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, tell us a little bit about some of those other chapters that have such great titles.
What some of the chapters that I really like, well, for one, chapter 3 is Sexual Activity Today. And then chapter 4 talks about...
Well, talk about that a little bit.
Sexual Activity Today, it talks about how... we ignore the word of God when it comes to sexual activity, and how a lot of people are looking for love, but they're locating and finding lust and falling into sexual immorality. That's how it kind of goes today. Okay, if it feels good, do it. Don't be concerned about if it's offensive to God or if it's offensive even to another person.
Well, and it's the long-term relationship that creates the love, because you learn how to live with each other and love each other through everything.
Yes, and today marriage is not a big deal, or the definition of it anyway. Marriage is not a big deal to a lot of people. They feel like they can do what they want to do when they want to do it without paying any close attention to what the Word of God says about it.
And to what the end results are.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. The end results are a fall. You fall. You actually fall. Because actually sex is for marriage, period.
That's right. Vanessa, before we go any farther, how can people get your book?
You can get my book at www.VanessaDaleColeman.com. VanessaDaleColeman.com.
And Dale is D-A-L-E.
Yes.
Vanessa Dale Coleman.com. And her ministry is called Songs for Life.
Yes.
Okay. Another chapter.
Another chapter I would say would be Be in Love with You, chapter 12.
Ah, is that... help loving yourself for who you are?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Cool.
Be in love with you. Another chapter is illegitimate but ordained, where I actually go into an Ishmael type situation. Mm. You know, people that are dealing with rejection and things of that nature, and they're thinking that some relationship is going to really help them out of this, and you get all emotionally involved, and you think that you're nobody. You think that you're not, but God would say you may be illegitimate. Maybe you were born out of a sexual relationship that was illegitimate, and they might call you illegitimate, but God has definitely ordained for you to be here, or you wouldn't be here.
That's right. That's right. Vanessa, now today, just in about a minute, mm-hmm. where are you today? Where did you come from? I mean, you know, you started at your church, Transformation Christian Church and World Outreach Center.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened since then?
Well, I'm still there. That's where God placed me, and that's where I'm going to be until he tells me anything different. It's I'm rooted and I'm grounded in the word of God. I'm rooted and I'm grounded in serving God in my local church, which we all should be. Even today in some of the things that are going on with the COVID thing and all of that happening, we have to really be in tune with where God would have us to be. And that's where I think I am. I think that I am, tuning in to the Lord even more and doing the things that he is calling me to do, which is writing books, writing songs, ministering to him through worship and ministering or edifying people through the word of God.
Songs for Life Ministry, Vanessa Dale Coleman has been my guest, and we are talking about this great book, Falling in Love, How to Be in Love Without Falling.
Yes.
Now, you have the kids out there that might be listening to this show. What advice do you give them if they're still in the falling mode?
What I would say is get with God. Turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, and he'll begin to reveal to you who you are and who you should be with, who you shouldn't be with. The thing is to submit your life to God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
What scripture is a good scripture to start with?
I would say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Second Corinthians.
All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I believe that's
Second Corinthians 5:17.
Yes. Yep. Become a new creature and understand that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. I was just listening to something this morning pertaining to Mary. It's about, you know, about Mary and Joseph and David you know, all of those young people who God had favored and ordained to be who they were when they were young. So I would say get with God, get with somebody who can share with you who he is and how you can get into the good graces of God and turn your sin over. Just stop sinning and turn your life over to the Lord.
And in 30 seconds, what would you say to parents and grandparents who are praying for their kids?
I would say pray for your children, love them unconditionally, and bathe them with the word of God. Only speak the word of God over them.
Falling in Love, How to Be in Love Without Falling, Vanessa Dale Coleman's new book. And you can go to VanessaDaleColeman.com to get a copy of it. Vanessa, we're going to end this show out with one of your songs, You Love Me. Thanks a lot for joining me today. Enjoy this song. Remember her website, VanessaDaleColeman.com.
Just looking out of a window in somewhat of a daze, life all out of order could really use a break. Heart truly hurting due to my circumstance, so very tired, could really use a hand. Then I realize you love me. Why must I remain in the state that I'm in? So beat down and broken, even tired of my sin. Like the prodigal son, suddenly came to myself. Then a thought came from deep within. I already have a very present hell. 'Cause you love me. Oh, Jesus, you love me. Yes. I'll return to my Father's house. He'll surely take me back. At best, I'll be a servant. Least I'll be on track. Least in my Father's house is greater than the world's best.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.